You're with Raf on ABC Radio Melbourne and Victoria.
I guess intuitively this makes sense. There's real science behind it as well. Stress reduces your immunity. Stress, I guess, making you sicker in a different way. They've got real proof of this. Professor Scott Mueller joins us. He's the laboratory head at the Doherty Institute. Professor Mueller, thanks for joining us.
Hi, Raf. Thanks for having me on.
What's the science behind what you've discovered?
Well, like anything, it's simple and complex at the same time. I mean, we're really interested in how the immune system and the nervous system, which are two very important parts of the body, talk to each other and what that means for health. And we thought, well, what is it about stress that makes you potentially more likely to get sick, and what does it do to the immune system? It's a big question that's not really clear, and because of some of the research we do, we look at the way that immune cells traffic around the body and constantly moving around looking for pathogens and looking for cancer. So we wanted to know what happened when you get stressed, and we were so shocked to see that when you get stressed, your immune cells just stop dead in their tracks. They're paralyzed and they can't move, so they can't do their job.
What do they do when they move? So I understand that the stress stops them moving, but why is that important?
Well, if you can imagine, if you get an infection in your big toe or something, for instance, it's something that your immune system has to find. So many of the immune cells spend all their time running around your body looking for something they need to recognize and attack and get rid of. And if they can't move around and locate that infection or the tumor cell or whatever, then they're pretty much useless at doing what they're supposed to do.
And I hope this isn't stupid. Can you see them not moving?
We can. So we used some pretty cool microscopes to actually look in real time at the immune cells running around in tissues. And so that's the only reason we were able to discover this. We were able to see the immune cells doing their normal running around. And then when we applied the neurotransmitters or the chemical signals that control stress, we could see cells just stopped dead in their tracks. It was really, really exciting.
I'd be even more excited, Professor, if you can tell me how I can be stressed but still have my cells moving. Is there a way I can do that?
There is if you're on something like beta blockers. So we know that there are certain compounds, that some of which are already used in people that have, for instance, high blood pressure, that will reverse this effect. It's not necessarily something everyone should have just because of that. Right. There may be other effects. but it gives us a pathway to start thinking about, well, what can we use in situations where stress is a real problem in affecting the immune response?
And could there be a less dramatic drug or a supplement you could take that would reduce the impact on your immune cells?
Nothing that we know of right now. Right. I think there needs to be a lot more research on more specific compounds and drugs that might help in that sense.
And if you understand this, does it stop you getting any sicker from your stress?
No, not really.
Shame. Okay.
I wish it did, but unfortunately it does not.
Really appreciate your time, Scott. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome, Raf. Thank you.
Professor Scott Mueller there. He's the laboratory head at the Doherty Institute.